before the outbreak of the civil rights movement. He had been strongly involved in the foundation of the credit union in Derry. Indeed, the Derry Credit Union, which has since grown sort of into a substantial organisation, and he was the model for the spread of the credit union movement across this island. It actually was founded in Paddy Doherty's front room in Weston Street in Derry. And we come on to the civil rights movement a couple of years after that. When we look back on it now, the united activity of the civil rights movement, in which Paddy certainly was a very prominent figure, that had achieved a great deal. Indeed, I think that, you know, that the a one-person, one-vote ban, two unfair electoral boundaries, the creation of the housing executive, the point system for the distribution of houses, anti-discrimination laws, the disarming, which didn't last long because the paramilitaries came onto the scene, sort of the RUC, the abolition of the hated, and I think that's a fair word, B specials. All those things were achieved, you know, sort of by mass pressure from the civil rights movement. And as I say, Paddy Doherty, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that he was one of the key figures in assembling the broad civil rights movement, which achieved those things.